With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Texas is prepping for what could be the first tropical storm of the season. Julie Walker reports.
Along the Texas coast, tropical storm warnings are in effect, with heavy surf already coming in, rain coming down, and the potential for flash flooding, says Larry Kelly with the National Hurricane Center.
A lot of heavy rain is forecast for southern Texas, everywhere from Corpus Christi, Brownsville, and westward towards San Antonio. The Weather Prediction Center does have a risk of flash flooding over those areas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott increased the readiness level of the State Emergency Operations Center and says he's activating all necessary resources to support residents and communities. I'm Julie Walker.
The New Mexico's governor's office says at least one person has died in a wildfire that has forced thousands to evacuate. More than 500 structures have been damaged. That includes an unknown number of homes. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has deployed National Guard troops as residents fled under evacuation orders with little time to rescue any of their belongings. Also at Town Hall, SRNNews.com, Joe Biden and Donald Trump have wrapped up their fundraising efforts. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president raked in $8 million for his reelection campaign on Tuesday evening at a Northern Virginia event with Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's part of a roughly $40 million sum raised by Mr. Biden and his top surrogates over the last 5 days, according to the campaign. Trump has gained ground in the money game, raising more than $50 million at an April gathering in Florida. The former president and the GOP say they brought in $141 million in May, while the Biden campaign has yet to release its May fundraising figures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Jack Phillips is back in court.
The Colorado cake baker is now being sued by a man who is living as a woman who is trying to force Phillips to make a cake celebrating his transgenderism. Phillips, a Christian, says he can't do it, and now the Colorado Supreme Court must decide if he's in violation of anti-discrimination law. Phillips already won a U.S. Supreme Court victory over a homosexual who wanted a gay cake, but his enemies keep suing him. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Life Defense Fund is seeking to disqualify or invalidate an initiative which would enshrine abortion in the South Dakota state constitution. Life Defense Fund accuses the group Dakotans for Health of failing to file a required affidavit for petition circulators' residency, and that petitioners didn't always provide a required circulator handout and left petition sheets unattended. This is SRN News. Inflation in the UK has returned to the Bank of England's target rate of 2% for the first time in nearly 3 years.
Britain's Office for National Statistics says inflation fell to 2% in May from 2.3% the month before, with food prices providing the biggest downward contribution. The latest figure is being touted by the governing Conservative Party, which notes its economic plan is working ahead of the general election in just over 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the main opposition Labour Party says working people are worse off, with mortgage rates higher than they've been for years and taxes at a 70-year high. Jeremy House reporting.
Two employees of the U.S. Agriculture Department assaulted and temporarily held by assailants in the Mexican state of Michoacán, prompting the U.S. government to suspend inspections of avocado and mango shipments based on security concerns. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.